Joining me via the phone line, we have a very special guest, Michelle O'Donnell from Skinny Towel and Washcloth Company. Michelle, how are you this morning?
I'm doing real good. Thank you so much. How about y'all?
Absolutely. We're doing excellent. And, you know, with all things taken into consideration, how is everybody when it comes to your end, the family and everybody else? Everybody okay and healthy?
Everybody's good. I'm keeping an eye on my sister and brother-in-law who are, I guess, old. They're 70s and in New York, so I just worry about them not going out. So I've been nagging.
Yeah, we have to make sure that we take those proper safety precautions into consideration and hopefully keep everybody safe throughout this whole thing. And you guys have, over at Skinny Towel, have been helping out in a way. But before we get into the way that you've been helping out the community and what you've the business practices that you've kind of switched over to, let's talk about the history of Skinny Towel and Washcloth Company a little bit, how the products came to be and how this whole idea got launched.
We started back in 2011 when my husband and I and our dog were living down in Durham, and I just could not get my back clean with a regular square washcloth. It just wasn't long enough, and I wasn't enough of a contortionist. So I cut up a towel, tried to figure out the length, and that truly is how it started. The washcloth, the skinny washcloth, was our first product, and it was followed by the skinny towel, which is about half the size of a regular bath towel, so it's a lot easier to handle, especially if you're drying your hair. And then we just grew from there. We have towels for dogs, and we have a nice little washcloth that you can just wash your face with, and it's really grown into a nice little New Hampshire company.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So basically, you found a need, you wanted to satisfy that need, and you took it upon yourself to do so, and look at you. I think that's fantastic.
Thank you. And then we moved up here in 2012, the year after the company came to be. And Mount Washington, it's my home.
Excellent. We like to hear that for sure. Now, where can people right now reach out to you if they wanted to, say, purchase a skinny towel? And I know you have a couple other things that are for sale as well. But when it comes to actually doing business, are they in storefronts when they reopen? How's that working?
Yes. Well, in the Valley, all of our products are at the Handcrafters Barn in North Conway Village.
Excellent.
And they, unfortunately, are temporarily closed due to COVID-19. But once they're open, we'll announce it on our website. People can also order on our website, and that is skinnytowel.com. And I've had customers also call me who want to avoid the shipping charge if they live locally. Mm-hmm. And the number is 603-767-2002. And I've been known to meet people in parking lots and deliver to homes, and if it's close enough. Usually it's North Conway, Bartlett, or Jackson.
Sure, you got to do what you got to do. And I love that you've teamed up with the Handcrafters Barn. It's just real great to hear. And of course, one of the White Mountain Independents, so it's keeping it local, which is just so nice to hear. So when it comes to COVID-19, you did mention it, obviously, you're not going to be in the storefronts right now, but still doing business online, but you guys have actually added a product, I guess you could say, to your lineup. You've been doing some great things for the community with it as well, and that's the face masks. Why don't we explain how we get into that?
Yes. So because I sew, obviously, and because no one's really buying washcloths or towels during a pandemic.
Right.
I had to come up with something else. And so I just happened to make some face masks because I have lots of material in my home. I have lots of material on hand. And I made some for my sister in New York. And then she took a photo of them and sent them out to just about all of our relatives and told them, call me, they're for sale. And I thought, oh, really? So I started making them for my family and then thought, well, let's put them online and see what happens. But of course, what happens is during a pandemic, not only do people go crazy for toilet paper and paper towels and everything else, but there was a rush on quarter-inch elastic, which is what you need for face masks. So I had enough, but I was worried because it was coming from California and everyone wanted it. And fortunately, it finally showed up. So I have plenty to make plenty of face masks. And we've probably sold, we're closing in on 1,000.
Wow, that is pretty awesome. In addition to selling them, and of course that's at skinnytowel.com, I assume?
Yes, they're at skinnytowel.com.
Okay.
And then we also have been donating them, not only locally, so the Gibson Center, and I put some in the little canister when I went over to Northway Bank and just got a sweet little thank you card from them, because I guess they were expecting money or something, but they got something even better. They got face masks. And then I have customers everywhere. We ship to all 50 states. And so I've had customers in southern New Hampshire who said, I have extra fabric. Take it and donate it. And I said, why don't I make you some and then send it back to you? Because there really is nothing as heartwarming as handing someone a face mask, especially since they're pretty, you know, hard to come by as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made some for a woman who was near Concord, and she gave them to a nurse who was a nurse at the jail down there. And she asked, would I mind if we gave them to people in the jail? No, I do not, because they need protection as well. So I'm making some now for Charlestown. I have a friend through New Hampshire Made. She sent me a bunch of fabric, and I can probably get about 50 for her to donate in her community. So it really has been heartwarming to be able to help in something that, you know, we make towels and washcloths, but it's been very heartwarming.
Yeah, I bet. It has to be a good feeling, too. And, of course, be able to keep the business going and, in return, help out community members and just help those in need. Right now, this is definitely the time for that. So I think that's pretty outstanding.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Very cool. This is Michelle O'Donnell. We've been talking to her about Skinny Towel and Washcloth Company and what they've been doing when it comes to COVID-19 and how we've been reacting. Of course, you can check out skinnytowel.com for more details. If you'd like to place an order via the phone, you can do that as well. 603-767-2002. Michelle, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to give us a call. Any final thoughts on this whole process and what's been going on with you guys?
I'm wishing everyone the best, and I want everyone to be well and cover those hands and wash those hands and cover that face, and we will get out of this.
Yes, we will. Definitely. We're all in it together, and there is a light at the end of the tunnel, as they say, and we're looking forward to it. So thank you for all of your community efforts. Thank you for what you're doing. And remember, everybody out there, make sure you go to skinnytowel.com, and soon enough, we'll be able to go to the Handcrafters Barn and pick up some skinny towels as well. Michelle, thanks so much for your time, and we'll talk to you soon, okay? Stay safe.
Great. Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.